Hey everyone, it's Andy Bueller, statewide high school sports reporter and host of the Scorebook Live Today podcast. The coronavirus has shut down schools and halted high school sports, so we're going to take things up a notch here at Scorebook Live. Each day our own Dan Dickow is going to have on a new guest to this very podcast as a part of a special podcast series in addition to our weekly episode tackling the top stories across the state. The best way to keep up with that and what we do is head to scorebooklive.com/Washington, your home for Washington High School sports coverage, and subscribe to this podcast for free. Head to wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, or a couple examples. Look up Scorebook Life Today, hit subscribe, and while you're there, leave us a rating, a comment. It really helps us do what we do. Washington Federal is a bank based in Seattle that operates 235 branches, and it cares deeply about high school sports not only in the Seattle metro area, but across the entire state of Washington. Head to WashingtonFederal.com to learn more or visit your closest branch.
Dan Dickow, Scorebook Live, Washington, on today's podcast, in kind of some of these uncertain times, we're looking to bring some different viewpoints, some memories, some motivation, some coaching to our listeners in many different ways. Today we have a special guest, and he's special guest for a number of reasons. One, he's a good friend of mine from the Vancouver, Washington area. But I also think that he has a tremendous message. Paul Reed went to high school, Mountain View High School in Vancouver, played for the Cougars at Washington State in the early 90s with Drew Bledsoe, and he's transitioned his focus, his determination, his work ethic as an athlete to become a successful businessman, a chiropractor, as well as someone who coaches and consults business leaders, families, you name it. He has got a great message. So, Paul, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. So, let's just jump right into it. I mentioned you had a tremendous athletic career at Mountain View at Washington and at Washington State. Growing up as an athlete, many times the thing that separates an athlete is their determination, their work ethic, and their attention to details. Is that something that you noticed in yourself early on as an athlete?
Amen. Exactly spot on and right. Yeah. You know, I would say that whether it was coached or innately came to me that I was always goal setting and vision casting where I wanted to go and super, I would say almost hyper-focused on achieving those goals, almost to the point of sometimes it was I don't want to say a defect, but like overconscious, like overtrained, because you know as you learn growing up, coaches are like, hey, that next guy's running that mile while you're sleeping, and so I was always up really doing extra things to ensure I got the outcome that I had emotionally and mentally committed to. So hyper focused on those outcomes, just like you said.
You're focused on outcomes as an athlete, but also knowing you and a little bit of your past, you were also a very good student through high school and in college. The very small percentage of athletes will be able to make the transition from high school to college, and then even more so from college to the pros. But that doesn't mean you're not taking the lessons that you learned to prepare yourself to be successful in your career post-athletics. At what point did you realize that maybe the NFL wasn't in your future and that you needed to really kind of look at what you wanted to do when athletics was done?
Yeah, I think I was blessed in the sense that I had I had an experience with chiropractic at a young age. And I knew that, eventually just like you said, an athlete's career will come to an end, whether it's end of high school, end of college, even professionally. People, athletes, need to be thinking beyond sports and reverse engineer their life. And so I had a cool desire, like to maximize my sports experience. to the best that I could, and I knew that that eventually would come to an end. So I had set goal, had set a goal of wanting to become a chiropractor to serve my community with what I had been, you know, blessed with throughout my time to help me facilitate my career as an athlete, which was chiropractic. And so I whether that gatekeeper coaches or just namely knew that it would eventually come to an end, my athletic career, and was setting up myself for success along that same way for my career down the road. I leveraged, you know, my school being paid for to help me get the degrees that I needed to go to professional school to get my professional, my certificate to become a chiropractor. And so, you know, all of those things, from instruction from my coaches to commitment to preparation, all, again, tied exactly into, you know, to push through chiropractic school. You know, I used all those same lessons that I had learned from my coaches. Like, professional school was extremely hard. I had to go deeper than I ever had into studies. And so that commitment and, you know, preparing for exams all helped, you know, all the things that I learned from. And you know, I would say, Dan, one thing I, you know, I again learned was the loss. Like, we all lose in athletics and sports, and we lose in life. We lose in business. A lot of businesses are struggling right now. And so having leveraged those lessons throughout my athletic career has enabled me to push through things in business that I might not have had that lesson without sports.
Some things that stuck out with me right there is knowing kind of how to put together a game plan for yourself when you're done with athletics. We have a lot of athletes, coaches, and parents who listen to this podcast. Someone who is in the coaching and consulting world and the business world right now, how would you go about, as a parent and or a coach, talking to a younger athlete about putting together that game plan that you talked about?
Yeah, I think it's the whole laying in a daisy field and dreaming about your life. And as a young child or an athlete, you might not necessarily know exactly who you want to become as an adult. But you have some idea of aspirations, whether it's, you know, I want to have X amount of house, or I want to, you know, have this many kids, whatnot. And so really reverse engineering and seeing that you know, projected in final destination, and reverse engineering what it will take for you to get there. It's the same as an athlete. I'm sure you did that with your career professionally. It's like, hey, when I was in high school, because you knew you wanted to go to the pros, you trained and did X amount of things to help you facilitate that. It's no different in life. So seeing beyond the athletic career, I wanted to, you know, be married and have three kids and whatnot, and reverse engineering that and looking for doors to open up because you've set those goals. You've set that vision board. You're thinking about it and you know, and talking about it, doing the actions to move you towards that, and those doors are going to, of opportunity, are going to open up because you're prepared. Again, it's no different than, you know, next man up. If you've prepared and put your time in the gym and the practice field, and something goes down and your numbers call, if you've done the work prior hand, those opportunities are going to present themselves and you're going to succeed. But if you haven't done the work, thinking, well, I'll get to that when I have an opportunity, that door is going to open up and you're not going to be prepared, and which will not lead you to the success or goals that you desire.
It's, you know, the underlying theme that I continue to hear in our conversation is preparation. Unfortunately, with everything that's going on in the world right now with the coronavirus and, you know, businesses having to temporarily be shut down, this is something that very few people have been able to prepare for. With a lot of the coaching, public speaking that you do, what would a message of preparation be for somebody in this current moment to kind of get through this rough patch for the country and the world?
Yeah, you know, it's I think it's a great opportunity right now with people being home to bond with their families. But also it's a great opportunity for people to really kind of become more self-aware. And am I really in my life where I want to be, and take this opportunity and maybe a little bit more time to work on some personal self-development, whether that's I want to improve my nutrition regimen, my exercise routine, my sleep patterns, really kind of step back and do your best to be self-aware of where you're at and where you want to go, and use this opportunity as a chance to improve yourself on one of, you know, I like to teach people, like, we really have five components of our life. We have our faith, we have our family, we have our fitness, we have our finances, and our business. And then I like to, you know, throw in fun. And so if you take that one of those five things, usually there's a compromise or a weakness in one of them. And really, you know, take this as an opportunity to step back, maybe, you know, fly above yourself at 30,000 feet, evaluate where you're at and where you might have some weaknesses, and then spend some time, some of the extra time that you might have, restudying, or, you know, maybe pick up reading again if you put that down. Now you have some extra time, and there's no new sports on. It's all replays, right? and maybe read a little bit more than you might have in the past.
Your main business, your main focus is people's health as a chiropractor.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer in chiropractic. You know, for anybody who's not a believer, that's fine. That's their kind of prerogative. But when you take a big picture look at how somebody can take care of their health at this moment in time, whether, again, you're a coach, a parent, an athlete, you've got to get creative right now because you can't go to the gym. You can't do a lot of the things that you normally would be able to do. What would your message be?
And so, you know, chiropractic is just one piece of the puzzle for health. There are so many other things that people need to focus on. And one of those, you know, a few of the key ingredients I travel and teach about is get plenty of rest, right? We have to make sure we get sound rest because our body is just like a computer that's up and running continuously. You need to shut it down so it has time to reboot and recover. Our body's no different. So getting quality sleep, staying hydrated, half your body's weight in ounces of water is a good shooting goal for people to achieve. Minimizing sugar, right? That's compromising your immune system right now with the virus out. At any time of year, we want to minimize sugar because it's going to compromise our immune system's ability to respond to its environment. Minimizing stress. Stress is a major factor in all sorts of disease, everything from, you know, heart disease, cancer, and all those things. The more our body is stressed, the more inflammation is created, which changes hormone levels, and we can get into a deep conversation with all that another time. It really is minimizing stress for optimal health and moving, right? We all need to move more. And so, like you said, gyms are closed, but even if you went for a brisk walk, do some burpees or some jumping jacks and push-ups or a combination of whatever you have the ability to do, doing some quick high-intensity movements will, again, help achieve your body's optimal potential.
Obviously, you were a really good athlete at Mountain View and at Washington State. To wrap up our time together on the Scorebook Live Washington podcast today, can you share your favorite sports memory?
You know, I have so many great memories, Dan, but I think coming together as a team, the things I always did come back to the top of my awareness is the bonding that I had with my teammates and some of those relationships that are lifelong, and we still stay connected today and lean on each other today for, you know, family advice, business advice, life advice. And so I think those opportunities to build forever relationships with your athletes, your teammates, are just impeccable. And it's things that you'll look back on and you won't change for anything having those relationships and bonds.
Well, Paul, we appreciate you joining our podcast today. If anybody is curious about having you as a coach or a consultant with whether it's their sports team or their business, how would they be able to connect with you?
You know, just jump on my Facebook or Instagram at Dr. Paul. My Instagram is probably one of the easier ways, or Paul Reed on Facebook. So,
well, great. Well, we appreciate it, Paul. It's always really good to reconnect. Stay safe with the family, and thanks for joining us on the Scorebook Live Washington podcast.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you.